来，没接电才摆地的。ต้องการอะไรก็ให้หลวงพ่อให้รับทราบนะนะบอกยอมก็ได้นะเมื่ออายSo, today is Visakha Puja, yeah? It's the enlightenment of the Lord Buddha, yeah? So, we're going to sit all night long, yeah? Huh? It's full, yeah, I think it is full moon day, yeah?Maybe you see the moon later come out when the rain stops, huh? We just follow in the footsteps of the Lord Buddha, yeah? Oh, I'm so tired. I can't keep my eyes open. No, you don't have to keep your eyes open. But you have to keep your sati open, yeah? Huh? When we are here, you know, when we are here in this monastery, it is a place of practice, so we try our best to practice. And we are here, you know, to practice the path that leads to the end of dukkha, the fourth noble truth, yeah? The path that leads to the end of dukkha. It comprises of three columns, seen, samadhi, panya. So that means sila, yeah? That means For us, the 8 precepts, and for the monks, the 220 precepts, yeah? I guess for the novice, 10 precepts, yeah? And that is enough, yeah? So keep it, and don't even worry about it, yeah? And then we concentrate on samadhi. We concentrate on samadhi, and it is very important when we do samadhi, we do samadhi, and when we do vipassana, we do vipassana. We don't mix both of these things, yeah? When the mind gets calm, you know, I mean, we like to do investigation because it is boring to observe the breath, you know, it's boring to observe the Buddha, and then we just like to investigate or think about this and think about that. That is not practicing samadhi, yeah? Samadhi is practicing staying with the Buddha or staying with the breath, yeah? Just one aroma, yeah? Or in the beginning, if the mind is too busy, you know, I mean, then use the breath, in-breath, you know, with Buddha, and the out-breath with store, yeah? But anything else, yeah? When the mind goes out, just bring it back. And that's where we need to put our effort. Bring it back, yeah? And then we get very tired of bringing it back, yeah? The mind wants to go out, you know, and wants to say, oh, it is so important, you know, and I forgot this, or I forgot that, or I have to do this, or I have to do that. No! What we have to do is Buddha, yeah? Or we have to observe the breath. And then we start to, once the Buddha gets automatic, then we start to observe the Buddha, yeah? Is it fast? Is it slow? Is it, yeah, deep or shallow? And the same with the breath, yeah? Until there is no more thoughts coming up, until there is no more memory coming up. And when we can stay in this kind of samadhi for 10 or 15 minutes, yeah, after we finish our samadhi, then we can do some investigation. The only occasion where we are allowed to do investigation while doing samadhi is when the pain becomes so strong. Yeah? And then we investigate pain. Yeah? But not when the pain is light. Huh? I mean, when the pain is really strong that we really cannot concentrate on the Buddha anymore, or we cannot concentrate on the breath anymore, huh? Because the pain is so strong. Not when there's a little bit of pain, you know, that keeps us going back and forth, and that is not helpful for our samadhi. And when the pain is coming, you know, then we welcome it, yeah? Good luck, you know. I mean, we are very fortunate to have some pain because that is a very steady object, yeah? It doesn't disappear so lightly, yeah? Just like our Buddha, you know, instantly it is gone or the breath is instantly gone. But the pain doesn't go like this, yeah? So this is good for us, you know. Then we can concentrate on the breath, yeah? Once we can concentrate on the breath, we can investigate. Yeah, we ask questions. Investigation is always asking questions, asking the right questions. Is it anicca? And then we look, then we observe. Is it anicca? Huh? That means, is it permanent? No, it is not permanent, because sometimes it's stronger and then it becomes less strong, and then it becomes stronger and then it becomes less strong. Okay, so we see anicca. Yeah? Is it anatta? No, it is not anatta, because the pain is pain, and the one who observes the pain and asks the question cannot be the pain. Yeah? Have you ever seen the pain asking questions? No. Have you ever seen the pain observing itself? Yeah? No. Yeah? So we observe the pain. So the pain is an object, you know, and the one who observes is the subject. The subject observes, you know, the object. So the pain is not atta. It's not us. It's not me. It's not myself. It doesn't belong to me. Yeah? So we see the principle of anatta. And then we ask, yeah, then we ask, where exactly is the pain? Is it point-wise? Is it area-wise? Yeah? And then we go. Instead of focusing then on the Buddha, we focus on the point of pain. Yeah? Be it in the left knee or the right knee, or be it in the back, you know, go with your attention there to the place where you feel the pain strongest. And then you ask, where actually is the pain? Is it in the skin, or is it in the bones, or is it in the tendons, is it in the muscles, is it in the flesh? Where is it? Yeah? We cannot find it. Huh? And when we come close to this truth that we cannot find it, you know, the pain suddenly moves to another place, yeah? And then we know it is all a spook, yeah? It's not real, the pain, you know, it feels real, it feels so damn real, yeah? That we most of the time we get up. But it's not real, because it just moves from one place to another, yeah? If you bear long enough with the pain, yeah? Most of the people don't bear long enough with the pain, so they don't see it, yeah? And then you do the same thing. Then you go to this spot and do the same kind of investigation until you come very close to the point where it becomes very obvious, yeah? And then the pain moves and moves and moves to this place and to this place until it shows you where it's actually coming from, yeah? And then you have the first understanding of what pain is, yeah? Of course we know it, where the pain is coming from, but this doesn't help, yeah? Whatever we know in the head is not what we know in the heart. The heart has to see it, the heart has to feel it, the heart has to experience it, yeah? Only then, yeah, will the heart understand and will let go of it, yeah? It is. I mean, I haven't used it for a while, yeah? It is the example, yeah, of a child holding its hand in the fire, but always looking in the other direction. And when it sees something, that is the cause of my pain, that is the cause of my pain, that is the cause of my pain. Yeah? Even if the other tells you, no, yeah? The cause of your pain is your hand in the fire. Yeah? It might know, but as long as it doesn't see it, yeah, it will not retract the hand. Yeah? But the moment the heart, you know, when the heart looks, you know, where the hand is and it sees it on the fire, do you have to say anything? It's automatic. Yeah? And that is the function of the heart. It automatically lets go. Yeah? You cannot tell it to let go. Yeah? Because it doesn't know how to let go. The heart understands it. The heart knows how to let go if it sees, if it understands that we cause ourselves pain. But as long as the heart does not understand that we cause ourselves pain, it will not let go. Yeah? And that's why I use this example, you know, with the hand on fire, but we look the other way. And our vipassana, our investigation, is looking in the right direction to look, you know, what is pain? Where is pain, you know, and where is it actually? Yeah? Until we see it. And once the heart sees it, where the pain comes from, yeah? I mean, the brain, of course, tells us, you know, yes, it's come from there. But this doesn't help us. Yeah? Huh? The heart has to see it, and then you don't have to tell the heart to let go. If it retracts the hand automatically from the fire. Do you understand that? But that is a difficult thing, because we are so blinded, you know, that's where the Lord Buddha said, we are so blinded that we don't see it, yeah? I mean, we want to understand things, you know, I mean, we study so much, and we look up so much, and we want to understand so many things, yeah? But the heart is still blind. The heart does not understand it because the heart does not see it. Huh? It's our brain, it's our brain, our memories, you know, that try to understand it, yeah? But even if we understand it, the heart has not understood it. The heart has to actually see it, yeah? And our wisdom is developed by pointing the heart or telling the heart to look at this, you know, and to see what is going on, yeah? See what is going on. It's the same with investigation of the body. I mean, look, you know, I mean, look with your inner eyes, you know, until you see the skin or until you see the hair. And then dissect the hair or dissect the skin, yeah, and see what is underneath the skin. Or see, you know, what is the difference between skin and hair? Why is the hair suddenly growing out of the skin? Look at it, you know, I mean, ask this question, yeah? I mean, where is it, you know, where is it coming out? Where is it suddenly, yeah? I mean, you see flesh, you know, then you see the skin, and then suddenly hair is coming out, yeah? Where is the hair coming from, yeah? Look at it, yeah? Or what is the hair, you know, I mean, dissect it, you know, until you can see the elements of the hair. The four elements, what is made out of, yeah? Because all of our body is made out of the four elements. Even the khandhas, even the other khandhas are made out of four elements, yeah? Even thought is made out of four elements, yeah? It's just a different combination. So we have to see it, you know, and once we see it, it is just like, once the heart sees it, it's just like, you know, it's just like the child who has the hand on fire, it automatically retracts. If you tell the child, you know, to retract the hand, it doesn't know where the hand is. Yeah? We have to show it where the hand is. Yeah. So we have to tell the heart, okay, look here, yeah, and see what is going on. But we don't want, most of the time we don't want to see it. Yeah? We don't want to see what is going. We want to see the food. Ah, it's delicious food, you know, eat, you know. Oh, this is so delicious, yeah. But what is coming out of the body, we don't want to see. Huh? We don't even want to touch it anymore. Huh? We like to touch our body, you know, that is fine, you know. But whatever comes out of our body, you know, we don't like it, yeah. Why is that? Yeah? This is the question you should ask, yeah. I mean, whatever goes into the body or goes on the body is nice, yeah, beautiful, smells nice, you know, tastes nice, you know. Whatever comes out, you know, it is just one color and, you know, I mean, it stinks. Huh? So this body is nothing else than a chemical factory that turns everything that is beautiful into something that is disgusting. Huh. And this is, we have to see that, yeah. We have to see also that the body odor and so on, you know, I mean, all of whatever comes out, you know, I mean, you like to smell it? Ah, nice perfume, yeah? Yeah? We don't like to smell it, yeah? It stinks, yeah? And it comes out of this body that we so much adore. So we have to destroy this illusion about the body that it is something beautiful. Because the only thing what we think is beautiful is the form of the body. Yeah? In Pali it's the same group. Yeah? Group is the form, yeah? But it's also the body. Yeah? It's the form of the body what we love, you know. And especially the outside of the form. You know, I mean like hair, you know, and teeth, you know, and yeah. And the skin and so on. Yeah? The outside that we see. Yeah? What are the five, you know? Hair of the head, you know, hair of the body, you know, teeth, you know, skin and nails. Yeah? Females love nails, you know, polish their nails and even put some stars on it, you know. Yeah? For what? Huh? I mean, I used to say, you know, I mean, women use a lot of makeup. Yeah? I mean, I take out this word, make up for what? Huh? We use makeup, you know, to hide the deficiencies of the body. That's it. We make up the mistakes of the body that we don't want to see. Yeah, so we want to delude ourselves. Yeah, I mean the guys are not much different. Yeah, they don't want to show their ugly parts, you know, but they want to show their nice parts as well. Yeah, in order to lure the women, and the women want to lure the men. You know, I mean that is the way of the world. Yeah. But I found the word makeup very well, you know, very nice, yeah. Makeup for what, yeah? For the deficiencies of our body. Huh? Not to show, you know, not to show that there is a mark, or you know, do the lips and so, do the eyebrows, you know. So I mean it sticks out, you know, I mean it draws the attention, yeah. It's all on the outside, huh? Inside it is so ugly, it's so disgusting, you know. I mean, you look at it and you want to throw up when you see it, yeah? So for us, it is the form, you know, I mean, that really compels us, yeah? And it will stick a long time, you know. I mean, we always have to go inside and inside and inside, yeah? Okay, understood? I guess it's enough for today, you know. I mean, so use the time wisely, yeah? Practice, yeah? And get enlightenment tonight, yeah? In the dawn, yeah? But only if you keep 12 hours, yeah? Sit through the night. Sit through the three kinds of pain, yeah? The pain, yeah? The three pains of death, yeah? First, there's no breath anymore. The breath stops, then, yeah? Then there's the whole body is on fire, and then the elements break up. Then you're not afraid of anything anymore, of no pain. Even the death is then, I mean, you just realize it. But to go through that needs a lot of courage.